Episode 27, Climbing Wall of Tomorrow. Greetings and welcome to Heroes of Tomorrow, a part of the Untold Stories Project. I am your host and game master, Aaron. Heroes of Tomorrow is an actual play of Mutants and Masterminds, the world's greatest superhero RPG, from Green Ronin Publishing, and is set within the connected version of Earth Prime that can be seen in other offerings from the Untold Stories Project on our streaming channel, including Netherwar, City of Destiny, Guardians of Haven, Gemstars, Freedom League Dark, and Something in the Darkness. We have recently entered a partnership with Norse Foundry. As a part of that partnership, we are pleased to offer a discount to our listeners of 10% off Norse Foundry's products by using the coupon code USPNorse with no spaces. In addition, even though we normally use Roll20 for all of our dice rolling, we will be making sure that each episode has a Norse Foundry roll of the episode using one of their awesome dice. And speaking of awesome things, I have an awesome group of players here with me today. Say, fun times, heroes!
Fun times, heroes!
We will now have our players introduce themselves. Tell us who you are, who you are playing, and answer our question of the day, which is, what is your character's favorite food? And we'll start with the one who doesn't eat, Alex.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex. I am the line developer for Mutants and Masterminds of Green Ronin Publishing, as well as the GM for Freedom League Dark and the Multiverse of the Master Mage, and I do a bunch of other things. Today, I will be playing the dual roles of Dr. Henry Barrister and Eddie Bear, two teddy bears who should probably learn to get along with other humans because they're going to throw them out of the group before too long. As for the question of the day, Henry is particularly partial to plastic eggs, specifically made by, I've immediately forgotten every single toy developing company in my entire life.
Fisher Price,
that's it. I was trying to think of the kid toys, yeah. He finds that they aren't quite as runny as the other ones when children hand them to him to eat. Eddie enjoys eating the tears of his enemies.
That tracks.
Isn't that drinking?
There are children who tell him to do that?
Occasionally.
Didn't you watch Toy Story? I'm pretty sure Sid would say that.
Most 6-year-old girls would say that.
It's true.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brandon. I am playing Damian Irons, the sullen teenage son of an octopus in a meg suit. And to answer the question of the day, his mom had kind of invented this meal that he loves, but he can't find it anywhere. And he's not quite really figured out how to master it himself. But what she did was kind of marrying the influences of both sides of the family, had a dumpling that was filled with carnitas, pickled onions, and cilantro. And it was his favorite day whenever she made that. And he hasn't been able to have it since she died. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. I'm Calvin. You can find me in a bunch of stuff on the USP Network, as well as over on YouTube on the Win With Dice channel, where we have weekly tabletop RPG podcasts and gaming streams. For this podcast, I will be playing Vincent Walker, a.k.a. the Super Speed Super Genius Speed Demon. To answer the question of the day of what is his favorite food, all of them? Anything that he can get a lot of energy from very quickly, but really because he just processes things so quick, the difference ends up being kind of moot. His favorite food is whatever is within arm's reach of him at any given moment.
So a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jemmy. I will be playing Alex, aka Wildcard, our favorite demigod, who does not like the title, but is now actually aware of some of the abilities. Hooray. Answer question of the day? I don't know. I mean, as a person who doesn't really have favorite food, Alex is pretty happy full up. I'm gonna say gyros, though.
Hey, I'm Kat. I am playing Cassian Quinn on today's podcast. As for me, you can find me pretty much everywhere around the network, so just give it a go and roll the dice and you'll probably find me. As for Cassian's favorite food is pretty much anything that Gemma, aka Resonant, cooks, because she gives it that sort of Lafondian spin that reminds him of home. So, anything that she cooks.
Hi, I'm Wiki. I can be found all around the network. in a bunch of stuff, mostly on our Tuesday night games, but occasionally in one-shots and whatnots. Today, I will be playing Jason Beaumont, a.k.a. Bolt, the sidekick, protege, and son to Bowman. And his favorite food is something that everyone should know by now. It is pizza hot pockets.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
I read this question. I was like, Wiki has it easy.
When last we saw our heroes, they had invaded the funhouse lair of One Conundrum and very slowly and methodically worked their way through a couple of rooms, including a poisonous ball pit, a blacklight forest with darts, two different foam gauntlets, and they are now in a room with a climbing wall and a bunch of evil clowns who are throwing things at them, including one of them who shot a fireball out of a wand into the party, bothering several of them and transforming Henry into Eddie. And we left off with it being Upgrade's turn. So, Upgrade, what do you want to do?
Well, since we no longer have to worry about the element of surprise, what I would like to do is turn into a 30-foot tall hulking mecha.
Okay.
How tall are the ceilings in this thing?
It is a 30-foot climb from the floor that you're on up to the top of the ledge there. So you can just barely fit.
All right. Perfect. Come stomping through the foam forest and just go ahead and clobber this guy.
That seems reasonable.
So plus 8 hit. That seems to have worked. So a 23 to hit.
That will definitely hit the poor, helpless carnival worker.
And a toughness save DC 23.
He can make that. Probably won't, but he can. So I will roll. That is a 21. That is not enough. So tell us what happens to the poor clown with wand.
I just pick my hand up and just bring it down like I'm swatting a fly. Boom!
Ouch.
And bad guy goes flat.
That wasn't very funny. Do you have impervious toughness while you're in mecha form?
I don't know if I've bought it yet. Let me check. No, I do not have it yet.
So then the sword, axe, bat, and grenade juggler are all going to toss things at you.
Okay.
Those might miss you even with your defenses being low for being a giant mecha. 12, an 8, an 8, a 10, and a 10.
I think all of those will hit. Check. Yeah, all of those will hit. My dodge is a negative 4.
That is then 4 DC 20 toughness saves.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. How'd I do? Let's see.
Take one bruise.
Rude.
Which I'll say came from the sword juggler.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to spend my hero point to take an extra action. Which one's the sword juggler?
The one all the way at the end over here.
Okay. Just going to come right on over here. And I'm just going to put my hand right up next to him and flick him.
Okay.
That's a 16 to hit.
That'll do.
23 toughness save.
Oh my God.
You jerk.
With a 24, he actually will make it.
Wow.
You're so stunned that it actually penetrated that you're like, wait, what?
Johnny Rocket's gonna go in between these guys. I can't quite put him in between, but you know. And basically, I'm gonna hope that they'll try to throw things at each other.
Sounds like a trick to me.
28.
Yep, okay. Eddie.
Well, I'm about to make these guys wish they'd never, ever gone to clown college.
Would Eddie like to be thrown?
Eddie would love to be thrown. I will.
Wasn't Eddie dazed?
Eddie is dazed. So I was debating about ripping apart some of the infrastructure and chucking at them at it. But...
And all Bolt did was move, so chuck you.
Yeah, if Bolt is able to throw me this turn, I'm willing to go through with it. But if I have to wait for Bolt's turn, I'm also ready to basically team up for a team attack.
Say Bolt can throw you this turn. Where would you like to drop the bear?
Just somewhere around this area. get him up there.
Preferably on that clown's face.
Do you want me to roll anything for that, or are we good?
No, you're tossing a willing bear.
Cool. Here you go! You won a prize!
The prize is death. I'm going to use 5 points of all-out attack on this as I fly up and unarmed punch this dude in the face.
Okay.
So add 5 to this. 18.
That'll do.
That time I rolled a 4 on the dice.
Yeah.
Or, just kidding. No, that already had the 5 factored in. 13.
That will just miss.
Oh, he's mad.
So I will land near the clown and look up at him with a scowl. I bet you f***s don't even have an egg in the clown museum. Culturally appropriating, that's what you are.
All right, Speed Demon.
Speed Demon is going to zip his way up this climbing wall, and he is going to, he's going to run all the way over here. He is moving at half speed, so his distance is limited. That's my favorite joke to make. But he is going to run up here.
Uh-huh.
And he is just going to start punching this particular guy.
Okay.
The first one that he gets to, who's just like right at the edge of the wall here, next to this Johnny Rocket illusion. And he will use a rapid attack.
Uh-huh.
Probably steal with the impairment, but it's fine. Ooh, I don't think that's going to do it, though. A 12 total?
A 12 will not hit.
Should really... Yeah, no, a powers check would be a standard action, and I just used it to try and punch, so... what the heck, I'll spend the point. But I will spend it to not exhaust myself, take an extra action, and I'm going to make a speed check to try to activate regeneration. So, d20 plus 10 for my speed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to hit an 18, and I super did not.
No, you didn't. That is a 16.
Yeah, and I'll just pop that point out there. So, yeah, I guess he just runs up there, tries to punch this guy, and finds him surprisingly evasive.
Well, there's a lot going on up here. There's a bear, there's a giant robot, there's an illusion of Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, there's too much happening at once.
Fair enough. Bolt.
So Bolt is going to move out of the forest into a position that he can see the prone guy.
The one who's underneath a remote?
Yep, the one who's kind of like at his feet.
Uh-huh.
Before he can cause trouble over there, he would like to attempt another setup to make him vulnerable to Cassian. That's deception, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So he's going to whip out his crossbow and just shoot a random blast bolt at him. Not really with the intention of like trying to take him out, but more to make him vulnerable to Cassian.
Sure. Yeah, give me a deception check.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Go ahead and take that there hero point.
You only have 1 point in deception?
Yep. That's 21.
You will fail, so...
Really annoyed that he would have failed on the original roll.
Well, I would have been happy to roll it before you spent the hero point. Do you want the hero point back?
No, that's fine.
Give the hero point back.
Okay.
So yes, he is vulnerable, and as long as he's prone, he's also at -5 to melee attacks, but +5 against ranged.
No.
He is up next, though, and he is going to get to his feet as a move action, and then take a second move action to get out from underneath the giant robot. Because he does not want to be under the giant robot. And he'll just kind of flip up onto this little climbing platform here. Cassian, you're up.
I assume that one is lower.
That one is only about 5 feet up, yes.
So I can climb on there.
5 feet up for the first layer, 10 feet up there, and then it's 30 feet up to the top of the big wall.
I'm going to climb up there.
Okay.
Hey, bud.
Hi.
And then I'm going to be like, ugh, sorry about this. And then throw my arm out and shoot him at damage 12 blast. So add 4 to this to hit. Oh! 10. I'm going to spend a hero point because I have a shot for some reason. And then... So that would be 19.
And 19 will hit.
And then what is damage 12 DC?
27.
27.
He can't make a 27. Tell us what happens.
just what I said. So he climbs up there and he like looks at him and he's like, hey. And that guy's like, hey. And he's like, sorry about this, bud. And he just literally shoots his arm out and sends a huge blast of fire his way.
Okay.
And I like to think he like knocks him off the thing. Oh, yeah. But he's still alive. He didn't burn him or anything like Centuria does.
All right. Great.
I'm kind of annoyed that he made a save. So I'm going to attempt to grab him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Will an 18 hit?
I'm not even going to bother rolling his strength. I don't think he can possibly get to... what's your strength in giant robot form?
Yes. I believe it's an 8. Yeah, 8.
If I can get an 18 with a plus 2, he can not be grappled. Did not. He is grappled.
I am going to go fatigue to throw him into this guy.
Apples and trees, guys. Apples and trees. Because there's another character who likes to throw bad guys at other bad guys after grappling
sure
them.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, man.
I think they might even be related, actually.
I know.
They might.
27 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit. So they'll both make a DC 23 toughness. The sword juggler, the one who was thrown, will fail. And the axe juggler... the one who was thrown into, will make it. So he gets hit by his buddy, but does not manage to just kind of shove him off.
That's a tie, isn't it? But you're the attacker?
That would apply to the two hit roll. But since he's rolling the toughness save, he's the one making the roll, so he wins on ties.
I call it shenanigans.
Yeah, you sort of become the attacker when you're rolling.
Yeah, when you're making the toughness save, I mean, it's... what it is whoever is making the roll as opposed to going against a static number.
So. I guess it makes sense.
All right.
I'm annoyed. Two out of three toughness saves. These darn minions have saved.
Yep.
Minions be like that.
So the sword juggler is not going to do anything because he can't. The axe juggler is going to try to throw a axe at Johnny Rocket and miss. And so is going to instead throw it at his buddy, the fat juggler. He will miss his friend the Bat Juggler, but his friend the Bat Juggler is on the same initiative, so he will also throw. Wow, they both miss.
Why couldn't you get those rolls against my toughness saves?
They hit each other's weapons.
Yeah, I think I like that. They throw their axe and their bat, and the illusion gets out of the way, and their weapons collide in midair. The Grenade Juggler does not like being here. He is going to move back over here and toss a grenade at Speed Demon. Ooh, 22.
It's a hit. That'll do it. Just barely, but that'll do it.
Then that is a DC 20 toughness.
Does it help at all if this is fire?
It's not.
Because I rolled a 5. Oh, I just spent my point on not exhausting myself for a thing.
Eddie would like to interpose.
Ooh.
Okay, Eddie can interpose.
I was looking to see how close I was.
Yeah, I don't think Cassian could interpose. But Eddie is up on that level already.
Yeah, I get a 21 for my toughness.
You're fine.
And I will look at Speed Demon and say, nobody in my crew gets left behind.
All right. Thanks.
Wild card?
I'm real annoyed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Best rolls in the world. Hitting everyone they're aiming at, but the minute I'm like, hey, can you guys hit each other? They're like, no.
Fair.
Take another 28 and keep the trick going.
Alright, so Johnny Rocket's just kind of sitting there taunting them, like, come on, guys!
You can do better than that.
Eddie, you're no longer dazed.
Oh, I know. Somebody's about to get messed up.
Yep.
I'm gonna jump on this guy that attacked Vincent. Alright, I have removed the plus 5 bonus to my attack, but I will use the 5 points of all out now. I'm gonna get him. Here we go. Oh my god. Oh wait, but that's not with the plus 5. 17.
17 will do.
Awesome. I need a DC 27 toughness save.
He cannot make a DC 27 toughness save. Tell us what happens to the poor grenade juggler.
I jump onto him, and I pull one of the grenades off of him, and I make a noise with my mouth like I'm pulling the pin out, but I just bash him in the head with it over and over and over again until he falls down.
Oh, jeez.
That's suitably horrible.
Damien is also laughing like this, by the way. Because he thinks that's hilarious.
Have a hero point, Dr. Barrister. Or not Dr. Barrister, Eddie.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay. Speed Demon.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta deal with this thing. I'm just gonna do another speed check and try to regenerate. Otherwise, I'm gonna be standing here in the middle of this fight being totally useless. And I will continue to do so with a roll of a 15 total.
Rude.
Roll 20 hates us today.
It really does.
It's real spicy today. Yeah, he is just gonna zip back down to the ground. Try to catch his breath for a moment.
Sure.
Because being here is probably not the best idea.
You know, Speed Demon, you could always instead of spending hero points for extra actions, you could have spent the hero point to take the recover action.
Could have, but I don't have any more.
Well, that's true. All right, Bolt.
Bolt is just going to spend his turn double moving to get up with the rest of his team. He's gonna...
Double move?
Yeah, I'm fatigued.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna give Cassian a thumbs up and a wink as he moves past him on the lower thing. And then stop right at the top of the ladder. Or the bridge, or whatever that is.
Ladder. Cassian.
Cassian, grinning after seeing Jason wink at him, will walk across the ladder thing, and he's gonna punch this dude.
The axe juggler?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. So, this'll be down 1 DC if it hits. 14?
14 will just hit them.
And then DC 23. And then he'll absorb the energy from the punch.
Okay, he can make that. He does not. So tell us what happens to the axe juggler.
He just runs out behind Jason, throws his gem R out, and catches him right in the jaw, knocking him out.
Clotheslining him.
Does Damien have purposefully bad technique? Like the kind that will like break your knuckles when you throw a punch? Just so that it like causes more damage for him to absorb?
You mean Cassian?
Who did I say?
Damien.
Yeah, I mean Cassian.
I almost feel like maybe he's not even punching. He's just, like, slapping him. With his gem arm.
I like that.
Well, speaking of Damien, you're up upgrade. There's still one bat juggler who is not incapacitated.
Hey, Cassian, are you actually on the ladder?
I think.
I'd say you could be on the platform.
Okay, then I'll be on the platform.
I'm just going to reach down and pick up the ladder and swing it at him like a baseball bat.
I mean, that would have been okay if I was on the ladder, too.
Yeah, you've been fine.
I'll give you a +2 circumstance bonus to hit because of the big old ladder.
That is a dirty 20 to hit.
That'll do.
For a 23 tough to save. Was it +2 to hit or +2 to the damage?
I was going to make it a +2 to hit, but...
Okay, so that's a dirty 20 to hit and a 23 DC.
All right, I'm going to roll my Norse Foundry die. Which did decently for me with a 13, but 13 plus 6 is only 19, which is not a 23. So yeah, tell us what happens when this poor bat juggler gets smacked by a ladder.
So I rip this off and then just take a batter's stance and swing through. And when the ladder hits him, it just splits where it hits him. And he just crumples like a bag of wet mice.
All right.
Ew.
What mice?
What?
They are all down, so we're going to go ahead and drag out of combat. I am, however, going to ask anyone who is up on the platform, so not Speed Demon or Wildcard, and technically Upgrade isn't on the platform, but your head is, give me a perception check.
I can't believe we're just breezing past Bag of Wet Rat.
Same thing!
I'm not acknowledging that.
This is my
none of you guys watched Foghorn Leghorn? Good kid, but he's smart as a bag of wet mice?
I guess.
Okay, but that is way different than crumpling like a bag of wet mice.
Sure
it's
is.
Just it's the phrase that came into my head and I ran with it.
You do you.
I got a 24.
All right, 16. Bolt. You notice on the belt of the axe juggler, a little box with a little glowing light that is blinking.
Upgrade!
And we'll figure out what that box does next episode. Heroes of Tomorrow uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Green Ronin Publishing, used under permission. Ownership of these trademarks and copyrights resides entirely with Green Ronin, and their use here is not a challenge to that ownership. Heroes of Tomorrow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Green Ronin Publishing. For more information about Green Ronin and their products, visit greenronin.com. If you like what you're hearing, come check out our other shows on Twitch and YouTube under the Untold Stories Project. Feel free to drop us a review in iTunes. It really helps people find us. You can also join our Discord server at Untold Stories Project or send us an email at untoldstoriesandgames@gmail.com. Finally, you can support us at patreon.com/untoldstoriesproject. Thanks for listening.
And I gotta put my moonstone on a necklace so that I can wear it when we play Guardians of Haven Season 2.
Calvin, your face was not on mute.
Your moonstone.
I miss that game.
I miss all the times you guys almost got eaten.